Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick. We have a special guest. He is Joseph Scheidler. He's the national director of the Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League. Mr. Scheidler is also the author of a great new book called Racketeer for Life. Mr. Scheidler, the pro-abortion folks have been after you for years. You fought back.
Well, the name, people wonder, racketeer, you know, it's a negative thing. But for me, I take it as a compliment that we'd cause the abortionists enough trouble by talking women out of abortion, by converting abortionists. We had dozens of doctors that quit. And so I was charged with racketeering, not because I had made a lot of money, you know, illegally, but because I had cost them money by talking people out of abortion. So the case went on for 28 years. It was one of the longest running cases, and it went to the Supreme Court three times, the only case in history to go back to the Supreme Court, because first, we didn't think they could use racketeering. So we went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they said that it could be used against us. And so we had to go to trial. Trial was 7 weeks and all that, and we brought in all kind of honest witnesses, and they had stacked their witness stand with actors and actresses. We had one, we called her Miss Hollywood, because she just would say anything. And names were not allowed to be used, and so we couldn't check on any of, you know, the people that they would bring in that said we threw things at them and we hit them and all that. We didn't do those things. It was a peaceful movement. There were some people went off the deep end, and there were some burnings and there were some shootings, and we certainly did not accept that.
And the other side lumped you in with those folks.
Well, they put out a film. National Organization for Women actually put out a film called The Holy Terror. And it was about me as the ringmaster, the guy that orchestrated all of the violence. And it just wasn't true. And we did win out finally. But we went to the Supreme Court the second time with a guilty verdict from the court in Chicago. And the Supreme Court said, no, they're not racketeers. And when we came down through the other courts to the appellate court, they said there were three predicate acts that had not been considered by the Supreme Court. They didn't say what they were, because none of the acts were spelled out. They were just a number. And so we had to go back to all through the process to the Supreme Court and get a final verdict, a unanimous verdict, that we were not guilty. And then two summers ago, they gave us a little payback, a very small amount of money for the 28 years in court.
It doesn't make up for what happened. You were in danger, if you'd lost this case, of losing your home. The Pro-Life Action League would have been defunct, everything.
Well, they really wanted to do that. They wanted to make an example that if we can put this guy out of business, take away his house, his job, everything, other activists will pull back. And that's not what happened. Actually, I think the case encouraged more activism, more people to join the movement. We had a tremendous following. I went all over the country giving talks, and it was really a blessing in disguise, because what they thought would put pro-lifers out of business encouraged and spread the movement.
Well, now you're fighting abortion really in the legislature right now. We have a bill before the legislature, House Bill 40, which would call for taxpayer funding of abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy for women on Medicaid.
Well, no, this is their thinking. They think abortion is a woman's right. It's a solution to the problem of overpopulation, pollution, people pollute, all that. And so they're determined to make abortion available to everyone and make us pay for it. We've been talking to some of the legislators. They're working hard to try to bring some of the Democrats over to vote with the Republicans. Are totally there in a block against House Bill 40, but the Democrats, of course, are for it, and we've got to convert a couple of them to keep the to kill the bill, because we're almost certain that if it goes to the governor's desk, he'll sign it.
You really think that?
Yeah, I do. It's because they've brainwashed everyone into thinking abortion is a good thing, a solution to society's problem, family problem. It isn't. It's always bad to kill your child. And that's all in the world abortion is.
How do we stop this? How can voters stop this bill from becoming law?
Well, they have to contact their own representative. They really do. They have to not just write, not just call, but go see him or her in their office and talk to them and get and see where they're coming from. A lot of people don't really understand abortion. It's been sold to a lot of the American people, and they think it is a woman's right. It just simply isn't, any more than it's the father's right or the neighbor's right or my right to kill another human being. And that's all abortion is. And it carries a tremendous burden. I know so many women who regret their abortion. They would give anything if they had not done it, but it's too late. It's over. And it haunts them the rest of their life.
How encouraged are you by President Donald Trump in terms of pro-life issues?
Well, you know, Trump's a different kind of person. He's outspoken, he's blatant, and he's insulting, and he's Donald Trump. But he is also a person who sees where things are going, and he puts people in place that are absolutely the best. Mike Pence of Indiana, when he picked him for his vice president, we knew that something good was going on and that Trump was thinking right. Then the thing that really brought me over was when he brought in Kellyanne Conway, who's brilliant, who's pro-life, who used to come to our pro-life meetings in Washington. And when she was talking, she's brilliant. And so I think that the people he's appointing, his selection for Supreme Court Justice is 100%, another Antonin Scalia. So Trump is doing right things. I think he's going to work out. The Democrats are crybabies, and they're having a terrible time accepting him. And I think they're making themselves look kind of weak and wimpy. It's not helping them. The other day, when all the women dressed in white, and they wouldn't even stand when they were honoring a veteran who had been killed, they sat there just so hard and cold. I don't think they attract people to their cause.
We'll take a break and return to Illinois Family Spotlight after this.
People are talking a lot about healthcare these days. There are so many changes, so many questions. As Christians, where can we turn for answers? At Samaritan Ministries, we believe the answer is in Jesus Christ working in the lives of His people, demonstrating Christian community by sharing each other's medical needs, scripturally, faithfully. Here's just part of Brett's story in his own words.
When I reflect on Samaritan Ministries, the biggest thing that stands out to me is that we, as a body of believers, are living out New Testament Christianity. This idea that Samaritan has adopted from the book of Acts should permeate all parts of our lives, not just health sharing. It has a profound impact on people like me and my wife.
Brett is just one of over 200,000 members who are sharing over $23 million in medical needs each month. If you'd like to experience what it's like to partner with other Christians for your healthcare needs, and you'd like to see what other members are saying, visit MySamaritanStory.org.
Join the Illinois Family Institute for a special forum, Climate Change and the Christian, with Dr. Calvin Beissner in Rockford, Arlington Heights, Orland Park, and Peoria.
The Green Movement threatens to trap the poor in poverty and rob people of property rights by touting false or exaggerated claims of eco-disaster.
Dr. Calvin Beissner is the founder of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. You don't want to miss his presentation on climate change and the Christian. What's true? What's not settled science? And what's our responsibility?
Now, it's true that if you love God, you will try to take good care of the earth. And I encourage you to do exactly that. But that's not gospel. That's law.
The Illinois Family Institute Climate Change and the Christian Forum is free, so bring your family and friends. Visit IllinoisFamily.org for times, dates, and locations, or call 708-781-9328. Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick. Our special guest is Joseph Scheidler, the National Director of the Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League. He's also the author of a new book called Racketeer for Life. We recorded this interview with Mr. Scheidler during the recent Speak Out Illinois Pro-Life Conference. Let me ask you about the big effort to defund Planned Parenthood. Congress is seemingly taking some actions along that line.
Well, the Planned Parenthood funding will be cut off. If it's sort of half a billion dollars, that'll be made up. I mean, they've got a lot of rich supporters, and so I don't think that's not a big thing. But it's a victory for pro-life, and it will be cut off. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But we don't want to pay for one abortion, and we are in the health bill, the HHS mandate and so on, where you have to pay for abortion, contraception, things that are against the consciences of people. Being forced to violate your own beliefs is totally outrageous and unacceptable. So I think we have a long fight. It's tough fighting in the legislatures. It's hard to reach these people, and they get settled in their ways. They don't thoroughly understand, partly because they have so many things to work with. Abortion's another issue to them. To us, it's the issue.
Well, in terms of defunding Planned Parenthood, is House Bill 40 really a state response to the threat of losing federal money?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, they're trying to make Illinois a state that would remain abortion supporting, even if Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton were overturned. They're working on that now. That we, if Roe v. Wade falls, Illinois would still be an abortion mecca. Probably New York would be. See, even Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton put abortion in the Constitution, and they say it's there. Even if they take that out, it would go back to the states. The abortion debate would be a state-by-state debate, and there'd be some states like probably Mississippi and some, most of the southern states. Many are down to one abortion facility for the whole state now because of restrictive laws. But states like Illinois and New York, California, probably Texas, would still have abortion. You can't eradicate it completely. And that's why my approach has always been very personal, to convert one-on-one. You know, it's hard to get people just to know what they need to know, what we know about abortion. You can't just make a law that you have to think this way. So that's why we go out to the clinics. We go out and always have, and talk to the women. Meet with the doctors. I've sat in many doctors' offices and talked abortion with them, and many have quit. We've had six Meet the Abortion Providers conferences. We put out two films, Abortion, the Inside Story, the abortionists themselves telling why they quit or they had to stop doing abortions. We became good friends with Dr. Bernard Nathanson, Tony Levitino, MacArthur Hill, abortionists all over the country who came over to our side. And we've had our conferences with nobody but abortionists who tell us why they had to quit.
One thing I was so encouraged at the March for Life in Chicago how many young people are coming out and getting involved in the pro-life cause. You have to cherish this, Joe.
I really do, and I have 24 grandchildren myself, and they're all strongly pro-life, and they're homeschooled. And the younger people are not nearly as prone to accepting abortion as the older generation. This is heartening. And they're just swarms of them, and they're lively. They know the answers. I was at the March for Life in Washington, D.C., and I was listening to a young man explaining to the National Organization for Women Representatives why abortion was wrong and how damaging it was and all. And I couldn't see who it was, but somebody moved out of the way, and it was my son, Matt. I didn't know he knew all that, but he had been following along, reading, and my son Eric is the executive director of the Pro-Life Action League and is a wonderful speaker, understands the issue, organizes, and the abortionists are worried. They're worried because there is a mood change in this country, and it's coming from the new generations.
It's not just about the money. It's what's in the minds and hearts of folks right now.
Yeah, we don't think much about money. We're usually in debt. And, well, the reason I didn't have a home for a while there, they wanted $250,000 put up as bond, and I didn't happen to have that in the bank or the petty cash. And so we just put our house up. We had it appraised for that amount of money, and that is... We didn't own our home for a number of years, but we lived in it. So, and I didn't have to do any repairs or anything. I couldn't. It wasn't my house. So we've managed to get through these things and still have a meeting like here we're having today with Speak Out Illinois. The pro-life groups from this whole area come here. And we have great speakers and learn a lot, add to our knowledge, and there's a camaraderie unlike anything I've seen anywhere else.
Well, thank you so much, Joseph Scheidler, the National Director of the Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League. Your book is Racketeer for Life. Where can people get this?
Well, they can get it from us. They can get it from Amazon. They can get it from Tan Publishers out in North Carolina. But I'd just say, look up Amazon or look up prolifeaction.org, and we'll send it to them, and I'll sign it.
You'll sign it. Great. All right. Thank you so much. Joseph Scheidler, National Director of the Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League. Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.